Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, on today's show, I'm going to take a little bit of a step away from the math. I think I've been hitting you with a lot of math. Last week was a lot of math, and, you know, maybe we ought to just step away from that a little bit. Now, of course, I did talk about the lifestyle on Friday's show, and I was talking about what the lifestyle really should mean to you. And to be honest with you, I actually owe you feedback. I owe you a book report, except I'm not going to write a book report because I got done with those in eighth grade. I hated writing book reports. I didn't mind the actual reading of the book. I just kind of hated regurgitating the information in a paper for this teacher to read, which I don't even know if I got all the information right or not back in the eighth grade. But here's the book report. On Friday, I got a phone call from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member who lives down in Southern California. Now, this guy is a really neat guy. This guy, his name is Steve, by the way. This guy is one of our ambassadors, which means that he spends some of his available free time as he's working on his lifestyle, putting together events for his fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members in that part of the country. And we actually have a meetup event that we're going to have on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So Steve has been working really hard on it because he's making contact with me. He's making contact with Andy Webb, who's one of the other Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show hosts, because we're both going to be at this meetup. And he also invited Lynn Murrow, who's our executive vice president at Lifestyles Unlimited. Basically, her responsibility is to make sure everything in the organization is running smoothly so that we're providing all the feedback and services and everything that our members need so that they can get themselves retired in 5 years or less. So Steve is kind of a part of that cog in the wheel because he basically said, hey, look, I want to coordinate events out here in Southern California. I want to put things together where we as members out in Southern California can get together and meet. And we're going to do that on Saturday. So when Steve called me after I got off the radio show on Friday, we started talking a little bit about what the event would be. I mean, he had sent me an itinerary and basically had everything all broken down. Steve is a very good planner. When I saw the email, I went, oh, this guy's in the Gets It Club. I mean, he had everything all broken down. He actually put together a series of sample questions that he was interested in pursuing because he thought these questions would provide great feedback for the other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And of course, he didn't want to catch us off guard. And so he said, okay, are you okay with all these questions? And my answer was, look, Steve, I'll be honest and raw with you. You can ask me anything under the sun because I am going to be on your panel specifically to tell my story. I think people want to hear my background, what I was doing, what caused me to get into real estate, and what have I been doing to invest in real estate to change the direction of my life. See, after 2 years of becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I found myself in this very curious place. By doing all the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, and by connecting myself with mentors and surrounding myself with successful, like-minded people, I was able to wake up one day and realize that I had retired myself, that I had finally gotten to a place in my life where I had replaced my earned income with the passive income that comes from real estate. And at that magic moment in my life, I transitioned. And I transitioned into a person who is now focused on developing my lifestyle. And it's kind of a weird place because when you're focused on getting to that place of retirement, I mean, that's your goal. That's the brass ring. That's the thing that you're going to tackle. You're going to achieve that. You're going to stay honed in and focused on that prize. And I really thought my glide path was going to take me about 5 years. I mean, everything that I kind of laid out for myself and bounced off my mentors said, yeah, you can get that done in 5 years, man. You've got a good game plan. And I achieved it in 2 years. Now, I'm not saying that that is a normal event for anybody. But what I learned was that my planning was very conservative, but my action, my execution was aggressive. I changed what I was doing for investing. I fixed problematic investments. And I started investing in multifamily apartment communities that are allowing me to grow not only my capital to reinvest in other properties, but it's providing me cash flow that I can live off of, cash flow that replaces my earned income so that I can focus on the lifestyle. That concept of the lifestyle, it might be hitting your ears and it may not be processing through your brain. Because if you're like me, and chances are you are, you've worked very, very hard your entire life. You went into the workforce, you gave it your all, and you've been doing that for a long time. And it doesn't seem like there's an end in sight. Well, stick around. I'm going to talk to you about that end.
Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking a little bit about lifestyle because I promised you I wasn't going to get too deep into the math. But you know what? I'm tempted. I'm very tempted. I've actually been looking at some different tax scales out there. And I'm just curious as to what tax rates are out there. Because one of the misnomers that people have when they're trying to figure out how much money do they really need to retire themselves is that they have to replace the income that they're currently bringing in. Yeah, that they absolutely believe that. So as an example, let's say you're married and you and your spouse have a combined income of about $150,000. So when you start considering real estate as a vehicle that can get you to retirement much faster than what you're doing right now, you might actually think you need to develop cash flow to get you to a place that replaces that $150,000 income. Everybody thinks it. Yeah, I mean, because that's what you're used to. That's your number. But when you analyze your number, you start to understand that that $150,000 in salary that you get is not actually what shows up in your checking account when your direct deposit hits. No, it doesn't. Because what happens is that you have taxing entities out there that take a portion of your money in the form of income tax. Now, there's a federal income tax. And although there are some exceptions, I mean, you get to write off a certain amount of write-offs. Maybe it's the personal withholding, or maybe if you have enough things that add up to increase that personal holding, you take itemized deductions. But that only affects a portion of your income. Beyond that, the tax man looks at whatever bracket you're in, and they assess a tax based on those income streams. Just to give you an idea, I was looking at the Tax Foundation's website. Now, Tax Foundation, is, from what I can tell, I believe they're a nonprofit organization. What they try and do is give you unbiased information on tax law. They try and read the tax law, absorb it, analyze it, and then tell you what you need to hear so that you don't have to read the countless volumes of tax law that's out there. I mean, if you look at what drives the IRS, it is volumes and volumes and volumes of tax law. It is the government making decisions on how they're going to tax whatever behavior you have, whether you work, whether you invest, whether you do both, whether you are the uber rich. The IRS has something in their tax code that addresses you. Now, because you were probably in the group that I was a part of for most of my life, you probably think that you have to replace all of the money that you earn when you invest in real estate. And that's not true. It's really not true. You see, when you work for a living, the federal tax code says that your employer will withhold federal tax, Social Security, and Medicare taxes. And then depending on what state you live in, there are also state taxes levied upon that income also. Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. Now, I happen to live in Texas. There's no state income tax. So that's kind of cool. I was actually born and raised in the state of Nevada. I was a resident of the state of Nevada my entire life, until I left the military and decided to retire in Texas. Now, the state of Nevada doesn't have a state income tax either, so there was some benefit to me there. But if you look at states like California, man, I'm looking at the California tax code salary calculator. Anyhow, I'm at a website called iCalculator US, and basically what they've provided me is a calculator. And I was just curious, because at one point in my life, I made some decent money. I was employed, working for the United States Army, and some of my pay and allowances were non-taxable. Those were the pay and allowances that were associated with my living expenses. Since the military wasn't providing me direct living expenses, they gave me a stipend to help offset those costs because I had to live out on the local economy. I didn't live in base housing anytime during my military career, just based on the type of assignments I had. But that base pay was taxable. Now, because I was a resident of the state of Nevada, I filed all my taxes in Nevada. Because I was assigned to different duty stations, but they were military assignments. And the places I was assigned basically respected the fact I was a Nevada resident. So I didn't pay state taxes. But I was just kind of curious what California is charging nowadays. So I did just kind of a random search, and I'm not even sure I fully understand all of these taxes that are listed on the calculator. It's amazing the amount of taxes that people in California pay. But when you invest in real estate, your taxing structure is completely different. See, the government, I think, actually understands that they're not very good at providing housing. So some of the tax laws that are on the books are very favorable to us in real estate investing. Because what they want us to do is to provide housing options for people that either the general market just isn't doing or the government doesn't do very good at it. When we come back from the break, okay, I'm going to hit you with a little math. We're going to talk about taxes. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I started down this pathway of telling you about living a lifestyle. I mean, focusing on a lifestyle. And it dawned on me that I never even gave you the book report that I said I was going to give you at the beginning of the show. So let me give you that book report because I think it's pretty interesting what happened to me. So Steve calls me after the show on Friday, and he wants to brief me up on what we're going to do for the meetup event that he's putting together this weekend. And so we talked a few minutes on that. And ironically, I changed the subject on him. Because I was more interested talking with Steve as who Steve is than the program Steve was calling me about. Because I am genuinely interested in hearing Steve's story. Because I know his story. I'm also genuinely interested in sharing information with him. And in Steve's case, he actually has a property that he's owned for a long time in San Diego, and it's a rental property. And he gets pretty good cash flow on that property. But the big problem he has with that property is that property is sitting there with a ton of debt equity. And without giving away his numbers, I'll just let you know that there's a lot of money sitting in that property. A lot of money that could be used to buy a whole lot of other properties. Or maybe to position him into selling that single family asset and allowing him to purchase a multifamily asset, or maybe a fourplex, depending on, you know, what the market provides to him. And he wants to do something called a 1031 exchange. Now, he's learned about 1031 exchanges through what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. All of our members know how to do 1031 exchanges. We provide them access to all the resources that they need in order to get it done and get it done effectively. And he knows, because he does listen to the show, that I did three 1031 exchanges simultaneously. While everybody was afraid of, you know, the lockdown and coronavirus and stuff, I was investing in real estate. I was selling assets and repurposing that money into different assets that have better potential to give me much better returns on my investment. And that's why I did it. And by doing a 1031 exchange, that allows me to move all of the gains, in other words, all the money coming out of those properties into the other properties without having to pay, you got it, taxes. When you sell a property as an investment property that you have not lived in for two of the last 5 years, you're subject to capital gains taxes on the gains that you make on that property. And you're also subject to something called depreciation recapture. So that's a tax that appears when you transact a property. Now, 1031 actually gets its name from the tax statute that's titled 1031. That's where it came from. This thing's been on the books for like a long time. I want to say it's over 90 years, might be 100 years by now. So it's something that the federal government decided was in the best interest of growing our nation, that they made these tax provisions available to people like you and to me. Now, 1031's got nothing to do with the income tax that you pay. It has nothing to do with that. It will not allow you to not pay your federal income taxes if you change jobs. But that's kind of what I did. I kind of like changed jobs, except they're not really jobs. They're assets. I changed them from one place to another. So Steve and I were talking about how that happened. And, you know, what was really cool is we got off into a side discussion of the different ways he could reinvest the capital into different types of assets. And then we talked about the long-term effect of those choices. It was a really cool conversation. Let's say Steve and I were sitting in a restaurant having this conversation. We probably have to do it in Texas, because I don't know if they can do that in California. But let's say two people were sitting in the booth next to us. And I'm not a quiet guy. I don't whisper too much, especially when I'm talking about real estate, because I get excited about this stuff. If those two people sitting next to us had heard our conversation, I would venture to say that about 30 to 40% of that conversation, they would not have understood. Because we were talking about concepts that sophisticated real estate investors understand. You heard me correctly when I said understand. I didn't say we had mastered all of those concepts. I said we understood those concepts. And what Steve and I were doing, we're talking about different courses of action that he could take to repurpose his money by selling that property in Southern California and maybe buying property somewhere else that has better potential for returns. Now, the first thing you might be thinking is, wow, he's got a house in San Diego. Man, that thing's probably worth a fortune. Well, it's not worth a fortune, but it's worth a whole lot more money than, say, that similar house in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Has to do with supply and demand. Has to do with the fact California really isn't building anywhere along the coast anymore. They've kind of built that mostly up. So if you want to have a house right where this particular house is in San Diego, costs a lot of money because that's what they trade for out there. Now, one of the things that I asked Steve was, how much cash flow are you getting on that particular property? So he gave me the number, and I said, well, that's actually a pretty good number. Now, I'm not going to share the numbers with you because I don't have his permission to do that. But it was a healthy number. And in the back of his mind, what he was trying to do was figure out a way to repurpose that property so that he could at least triple the cash flow on the new property. Yes, you heard me correctly. We talked a little bit about appreciation because, you know, in California, that's really why people invest. They invest for the appreciation of value. Because in many cases, you don't get cash flow on these properties. Now, Steve gets cash flow on this property because, you know, he was following kind of a Dave Ramsey mindset way back in the day. And he thought that paying the property off was the way to go. But if you actually sit down and do the math and figure out how much income he is actually not taking advantage of because all of his money is tied up in appreciation, there's a significant sucking sound there. See, he's looking at an opportunity to triple his cash flow by selling that property, doing a 1031 exchange, buying a replacement property or properties. Yes, he can buy more than one if that's what he determines he wants to do. And in doing that, he can reposition that money tax deferred. It is not tax free. It is tax deferred into the new property. There's some serious opportunity there. We come back from the break. I'm going to finish up the story. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So I got to tell you, I did actually get down to the coast, and the fishing was pretty nice. I caught some very large black drum. And those are fish that migrate all the way from the Gulf of Mexico. I believe they go all the way up to like as far north as like New Jersey, New York. But they like to hang out in the Gulf of Mexico, and they like to hang out in the waters that we were fishing. So we were catching like 30 to 40 pound black drum. We were having a good time. We were living a lifestyle. And lifestyle is important. It's very important because I have not hit my target goal for what my lifestyle needs to be yet. I'm still working on it. To infinity and beyond. That's my reference. My lifestyle now is to infinity and beyond. In other words, I am focused on getting better and better at enjoying the amount of life that I still have left on this planet. You know, right this very moment, there are people in their early 20s that have graduated college, who have applied for positions and organizations. Many of them have been hired. Some are still looking. But for those of them that were hired, they've started an onboarding process. And you know what those are like. You've changed jobs. You started a job somewhere in your life. So they're going through that onboarding process, that assimilation, that indoctrination into a working career. They have crossed over the threshold and are now starting to trade time for money so that they can go and buy stuff that they've always wanted to make them feel good. That's what goes on out there. I'm no different. I did that. When I first started working and making decent money, I was like, oh, wow, I can actually buy stuff now. All that stuff that I coveted. And I went out and I bought some of that stuff. And I was not focused on retirement. Retirement was like this thing way out there in the future. I'll get around to it. Well, over time, I kind of got around to it. My 30s, I hooked up with a financial planner after I got married. And I figured, okay, that's the way you retire. You stuff money into IRAs or mutual funds or whatever we were doing back then. And that money kept growing. But the rate of return on that money wasn't fantastic. My financial planner kept me plugging away at about 7-8% growth on my money. I had no idea what real estate could do for me back then. No idea. I knew about real estate, but I had no idea. And around the year 2000, my wife and I, we started buying some real estate because, you know, we thought, okay, it'll be an addition to what we're doing. We'll be well balanced. So we bought real estate without really having a clear fundamental idea of what that would do for us. We were going for tax sheltering benefits as opposed to the 5 different ways that we make money in real estate. Because we were doing it wrong. 2008 hits. I mean, that was the perfect storm for everything. The stock market was imploding. The real estate market was going on sale because the government had gotten out of control and wasn't policing anything. And it was the wild, wild west of lending. People were buying properties without being properly qualified. It was driving prices up, 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 until it hit a threshold and it couldn't sustain itself anymore. And then real estate started going down, 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 down. And while all that was happening, while I was watching all my mutual funds reduce in value, I had a very hard decision to make. Do I save my real estate because I wasn't operating it correctly and use the money from my mutual funds to at least make the mortgage payments so that I don't get a ding on my credit because I got foreclosed on? Or do I let the real estate go and hold on to those mutual funds that were dropping in value every day? Painful choice. We chose the real estate because deep down inside of us, we knew somewhere in there that real estate was the right way to do it. We just didn't know how. So we owned that real estate for a long period of time. 2017, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I realized that there is a more effective way to own and operate properties. I go to work fixing those properties. In other words, restructuring the debt, because I had found out of a loan program that was available to a certain subsegment of investors that I actually happened to be a part of. Nobody told me that. Refinanced those properties, got to work on the operations, got rid of bad residents, put in great residents, all of a sudden had assets that were paying me cash flow on a monthly basis instead of me paying cash flow to support them. Because that's what we thought real estate investing was. Hang on for the appreciation. We didn't realize we could have our cake and eat it too. Fast forward to 2020. We sell those assets after we had repositioned them. They were actually doing good stuff. So they were attractive to other investors that wanted to buy those assets. We sold those assets, did a 1031 exchange, moved all the tax liability into other assets that are giving us better returns than those original assets were. Meanwhile, I've got multifamily investments that I've made that are paying me cash flow, that are growing in valuation so that I'm looking at cash out refinances and I've actually am looking at sales right now. The money is coming back and I'll repurpose that money into other assets. It's a paradigm shift. Now, I started off the show, I was talking a little bit about taxes and the fact that if you're working for a living, you're paying taxes. And depending on where you live, you're paying as little as you can, or you're paying more because of where you live. So let me just throw some numbers out. If you and your spouse earned $150,000, and that's all you earned, you're just W-2 employees, you go to work, you trade time for money, you put in 40, 50, 60 hours a week, whatever, you're smoked at the end of the day, you're too exhausted to do anything on the weekend, your lifestyle is working for your boss to get money to pay for whatever you spend that money on. Your tax liability at the federal level, based on 2021 proposed taxes, is fairly significant. Your federal tax rate, after you take deductions and things like that, assuming standard deductions, works out to be about almost $18,000 that you're paying in taxes. You're paying another almost $9,000 in Social Security taxes, and you're paying about $2,175 in Medicare taxes. Now, if you live in California, it's even worse. You're paying close to $7,000 in California tax. So your total tax liability, if you live in California, is like $35,500. You're putting $114,000 in your pocket. I mean, you're effectively paying about 24% in taxes just to live in California. Now, if you lived in Texas, you would save almost $7,000 because we don't pay state taxes here in California. Oh, by the way, the cost of living is cheaper in Texas than it is in California. Trust me, that $150,000 in California, depending on where you live, does not go very far. It does not. But when you invest in real estate, you are taxed a completely different way. You are allowed to use depreciation off of your assets to offset the income streams that you create, which reduces the actual tax liability to not very much. You know, when I had Greg on the show about 2 weeks ago, you know what he said? He said, I paid less than 1% in taxes. Yet he is worth three times what he was worth when he first got started. And if you want to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.